Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and with us here to share their experiences in the real estate world, two fine ladies by the name of Tracy and Jennifer Hightower out of the Houston area. Tracy and Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us, Del. We're really excited. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How long have you guys been members?
Del, I like to say I've been a member too long. I started in 2009 doing a single family. And then Jennifer?
Then I joined in 2018.
Yeah, I thought you'd been around a long time. That's what I was trying to remember. You know, there's so many members, but it clicked to me that I remember having you around for a long time. So let's start out here by talking about, just give you a little background for everybody. Tracy, what did you do before you came here? And Jennifer, what did you do before you came here? And I guess, Jennifer, you're still working probably.
Tracy's still working. I am. And I work for Maple Oil. I've been there for about 27 years. Still have my W-2 and a project manager for Big Oil.
Okay, so we got a good job. A lot of money, benefits to walk away from, not so easy. Jennifer, what did you do?
I did things life a little bit backwards. I was in college athletics and administration as a coach and athletic director for 20 years. Then got married, had kids, was a nice stay-at-home mom, then found myself, unfortunately, as a single mom of three and started talking to Tracy about how I could create some passive income to offset the income I'd lost through the divorce, and that's how I got into Lifestyles Unlimited.
All right, great. Good story there. Let's talk now about, since Tracy, you came in way before Jennifer, let's talk about when you first came in. What was your reasoning for coming in? What was the impetus?
You know, that's a great question, Del. I actually got involved or excited really about real estate from reading the book that everybody reads, right? Rich Dad, Poor Dad, in about 2008. And I tried to find a mentor, bought a single family, and this is before Lifestyles, and it was a complete mess. Never even had a renter. I held it for 14 months. But real estate is forgiving. I still made some money out of that, like $9,000. And I went to I think it was at George R. Brown, and you guys had a little booth, and I got your CD. And I didn't listen to it right away. And a few months later, I'm cleaning out. I was like, let me listen to this thing. And I was excited with what I heard on that CD. And I decided to go to a case study, and I joined right away. And it still took me a couple years to buy my first single family. I think I had PTSD from the first experience. But stayed in the single family realm for several years and eventually started kind of growing the path and following the map with passive investments and now our first syndication.
Wow, you just took me way back. I remember when we did that, and we can't give out CDs anymore. Nobody's got a CD player anymore. That's hilarious. Okay, great.
Find it.
Yeah, it's probably worth something, right? Got some historic value there. That's amazing. Yeah. Let's go on with that there, because there's a good story there. One of the things that's important for people to understand is that real estate is a journey. It's a path you're going down. And you've decided in your life that, hey, we want something other than these traditional ways of earning money. We'd like to go build some real estate pathways. And you go out there and you look for help, you look for ideas, and there's 1,000 different ideas out there, not all of which are really the right way to do it, or right is such a subjective thing. They're not as effective as a more effective way to do it. And you said you found a bad mentor in your bio here. That's, I'm just curious. Help someone out there that's looking at this for the first time go through mentally what you went through while you were looking for a mentor, and then tell them how that mentor directed you and what you found to be untrue about their approach, or ineffective, that's better, ineffective on their approach.
Yeah, so I knew that I could do this, but I didn't know how. And I had found through some connections of friends, and he was a realtor, but he was also a single family investor. It wasn't another group or anything. He was doing it all on his own. He was advertising his stuff, you know, out there, and made his agreement. He would mentor me. I did what he said. I bought the house really cheap, but I had to carry a gun. I didn't feel safe. But mentally, I was like, okay, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to follow him. He's doing it. He, at that time, I thought he was successful, and gave him money to help, you know, rehab the place. And then he left after several months. And so then I had to have some of my friends come help me. And at that time, it was like, I just want to get out of this. But I still believed in, you know, passive income. I still believed in single family rentals and trying to make a path and show that there's other options for my friends and family. But that way, doing it that way and not having a real qualified mentor, a real qualified group, you could say I was at a path where I could just say, forget it, I'm not doing it, this is all a scam, or I could keep pressing through and find the right group, the right people, the people with the right mindset. And I did. I did that with Lifestyles. And he's not paying me to say that. I've been there since 2009. And it was the best choice. And now I know I can do it right if I follow the training. And I have. And we've been successful ever since.
How did you overcome the PTSD? I mean, it's really brutal when the first deal you ever do turns out to be problematic. How did you get over that?
That's another good question. I read more books. I talked to more people at Lifestyle. I should have talked to more. And I did talk to the mentors that you guys had there, a single family mentor. And I even told him, I said, please make sure you see me once a month. I want to talk with you. But it was the realtors there that really helped me. And like I said, it took me about 2 years to buy my real first single family home. And we looked at a lot of them, and I built great relationships with the realtors. And I remember the day we went and looked at this one house, and the realtor says, all right, before we go in, I've got something for you. And he gives me a magnet, and it says, I've got my big girl panties on. I still have it. I love that magnet, and I still think about it because I was shaking, and he got me through it, and he helped me understand the numbers more, and he's like, you can do this. And it's really just having those relationships and people to support you that finally got it. Now, I was still scared. Believe me, even signing, I was shaking. But each time it got better and better. It's like, you know, you're right. I do have this. And I went to your 2 days like several times, I still do, just to kind of help surround myself around people that are doing it.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. 2 years is just, the reason I know it really is PTSD is that it doesn't take anywhere near that long to find your first rent house in general. After you got over that, how long did it take you to find the next one?
I think it was about 6 months.
Still pretty long. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm conservative, and I have to have an Excel, and it's got to have the reds and the greens and the yellows and the charts. Okay. So that's me. Each time
we're on a journey, and you're taking the conservative one. That's not a problem. So let's talk about how many total houses did you end up buying, and how did it feel as you moved through those?
So before Jennifer, there was four of them, and we did the refi. I did the refi. I did the sell, things like that. Each time, I got more and more comfortable, and it was just like, I can do this. And I would go out of Houston. I looked in Palacios. I, you know, would find them.
So Jennifer, when did you come into this picture? I mean, she's been doing this for a while, and you met her, and she started trying to convince you to get involved in this thing. How did you think about it when you first came in? Was there any skepticism?
No, so actually we've been friends since 2009, and you know, like some of us do, we get married, have kids, and some of our friendships we don't get to invest as much time. And when I became a single mom again, I was reconnecting with all my friends, and Tracy was telling me about lifestyles and you know, how I could create some passive income to offset my loss through the divorce. And as we started talking, and she took me to the 2-day, and I got super excited. In fact, I had the mentality in my head that I was going to be that person that did the 10 houses in 10 months kind of thing. And as our friendship grew, it grew stronger. And then lo and behold, we ended up getting married. And so that's kind of how I officially became a Lifestyles member in 2018 with Tracy. And during that time, we had talked about her single family journey and what her goals had been since 2009. And I said, well, why haven't you bought anything lately? And she told you before, she's a spreadsheet girl, and she likes to have all the boxes turn green, and they can't have any reds or yellows. And I said, well, let's go for it. So, I mean, 2 months after we got married, we went and pulled the trigger and got us another single family. There was, the ceiling was missing from one bedroom all the way across the house to the kitchen. And I was like, let's go for it. And so I think I was the catalyst to get her re-energized and re-motivated and get back in it and get back to the passion of real estate that she's always enjoyed.
Wow. That sounds like a match made in heaven between the two of you. One super B and one super A.
Yes. Definitely a yin and yang kind of thing. And so it was a great fire to my wood, and then, you know, we've gotten four more since then, single family homes, and then we've invested in six passive income since then. And then, like you've mentioned, we just closed 7 weeks ago on our first multifamily syndication.
Wow, that's great. That is really great. So let's talk with Jennifer for a second. Jennifer, did you go to the 2-day?
Yes, I've been to a couple of years. Yes.
You've heard all this stuff from Tracy, of course, and you know, you get the information secondhand is not quite the same thing as getting it firsthand. What did you come away from the 2-day seminar with that might have been an aha moment? You go, you know, she told me a lot of stuff, but she forgot that part.
Right. I think it's you have this preconceived notion that all these people that own single families or any other kind of real estate that, you know, they've put in massive amounts of money and just bought these things outright. And that was not the whole model. It was with little out of pocket and the right education, the right training, and following the roadmap that you can turn around, buy a distressed property, you rehab it, raise your ARV, and then also capture that equity. And you just do the snowball effect. You keep compounding all your properties, and you know, you can sell some and go bigger and acquire more. And so the roadmap was simple, but also being a former college coach, roadmaps are part of my day. You know, I'm not only coaching the kid that's in the batter's box, but I'm thinking 2, 3, 4 innings down the line. So I saw the vision, and I saw where the map was going, and it made perfect sense to me.
Boy, I tell you what. I can hear it in your voice, just the excitement of you talking about it. That's got to get that lazy Tracy off her butt, huh?
I'll take that one, that's for sure. So
Well, I'm the type B in my family, so I understand. Tracy, you don't need to be embarrassed. There's one of us everywhere, hopefully, right? So as you guys got together, and this seemed like it worked very well, what made you decide after all these single family successes? And I assume that other than the first one, which you even made money on, which is amazing, the one before you came here. But other than that, I assume you made money on all these things of some type?
Absolutely. You know, in preparing for this radio, I was looking at all the single family homes. All of them have made over $300 cash flow each month. In fact, the very early ones was $400 and some change. One was 526, et cetera. But every single one, Bill, I realized that the equity had doubled by the time that we sold. And so that really allowed us to change. And when I first started, I had less than $10,000 in my bank account, and I had credit card debt. And now we have over $4 million in net worth. And, you know, and it just, everything made money. Everything made sense. And it is work. You just do it right the first time, you know, get it fixed and keep going.
Well, I need to say for the people out there listening, whenever we bring people on and they're excited about their results, I'm obligated to tell you that results, past experience doesn't represent what the future might be. And they may have done stuff that they worked harder than you were willing to work. In other words, you can't look at their results and expect to get the same type of results. We're not here trying to make that claim. What we're here doing is just introducing to people and learn from them. So those are great results. We really like that. Would you have been happy with half those results?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the one thing is I've always knew that I wanted to get into multifamily investing. I just couldn't start that way, you know, didn't make that amount of money. So as long as there was the equity, as long as there was at least, you know, well, my strive is 150 positive cash flow, but I'd settle for $50, you know, cash flow, because I know at the end, this is the path that we're going to take. We're going to get into the multifamily, and then we're going to do that the same way that we did single family and do what we can to raise that NOI and make money there for us and for our investors.
So I'm a fly on the wall at your house, and the conversation came up how long ago and what did it sound like? Hey, we're going to go do multifamily. What do you think? Who started that little rumor, and, you know, what was the psychology behind it? How hard was there a push to do that? Was Coach pushing hard on that, or were you?
Well, actually, in conversations with Tracy and, you know, talking about her real estate journey, she had told me when we first, you know, reconnected that she always wanted to do multifamily. And I kept always asking, well, what's holding you back? You know, and it's just taking that leap of faith and making sure she's got the startup funds to take that and following the path. And so I was like, then what's stopping you? Let's go for it.
All right, well, we're going to go for a break. What do you think of that? We'll be right back with Tracy, Jennifer, and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments. What would an extra few $100s a month mean for you? Maybe it covers a car payment, groceries, or gives you more breathing room. At Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll learn how people use real estate investing to build extra income, one property at a time. This isn't financial advice, and it's not a quick fix. It's a step-by-step education to help you understand the model, the math, and the mindset behind real estate investing. Ready to take the first step? Text RADIO to 88007. Once again, that's RADIO to 88007. Right now, you can join for just $297. That's 60% off the regular price of our real estate education program. Text RADIO to 88007, RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text RADIO to 88007. Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. You know, someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text RADIO to 88007.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Tracy and Jennifer Hightower out of the Houston area. Tracy and Jennifer started out with single-family houses. They did some passive investments, and then they decided to jump over to a syndication. Now, let me explain this before we bring them back on, and that is there are many different paths you can choose in real estate to be successful. The ones that we specialize here in Lifestyles is either buying single-family rental properties or buying multifamily rental properties. We call IROs, independently owned property, being your family owns it all by yourself. We also specialize in something called syndication. Syndication is where somebody that was an IRO decides, you know what, I'm going to go do a larger deal. And to do that, I'm going to need some extra money. And so I'm going to bring a few people along with me. I'm going to go on this trip, this journey of being a multifamily owner. But I'm going to bring some people with me in this syndication. And to do that, people have to trust you, be willing to get into your deal, to, you know, bet their retirement and savings on not only the deal, but on you now. So it's a complete leap. In this particular case, I think Tracy and Jennifer might have skipped the IRO part and just went right to syndication. Guys, coming on back, is that the case? Did you guys skip over IRO?
I actually tried, Del, to do an IRO for about a year because I was scared, right? I didn't want to lose anyone's money. But it was in a time that, you know, the sellers thought that their properties were Taj Mahal, and the numbers just didn't work. And again, it's because I was afraid of losing other people's money. I was talking to leads and ambassadors and all of that, and they just said, you know what? You need to be aspiring lead. Those are the ones that we want to invest in. And so then we took that jumped off the cliff and went to the lead route. And yeah, we did skip the IRO. We did look.
So explain to people this, from the outside listening in, there are four different educational paths within Lifestyles. Did you psychologically and physically go to a different path? In other words, a whole different set of information about how to operate multifamily properties, how to locate, evaluate, negotiate, contract, and close, renovate, and then operate. And then there's a whole different, you know, pathway of how to operate a business with a syndication, the legal aspects and the partnerships and what to do. Did you physically and mentally change to those educational paths?
I'd say absolutely 100%. You know, you go through all the training, you listen, and you do all of that. And when you actually are going through the process of it, your boots are on the ground, and it's a whole new level. And you have these conversations with leads and the mentors. And that's where I really got, both of us got our golden nuggets. It was like, okay, now here's this, watch out for that. And then I always had, you know, I've got several mentors that I could call at any point. You're having conversations with the lawyers and trying to understand what these documents are. I can't tell you times I've talked to Lynn and all the other mentors about this whole process. It was mind blowing about the support and the difference between the videos and the training and being there and then actually knowing, yeah, we really have this. We have the support, and we are learning stuff every day. Mm-hmm. Really, it's like drinking from fire hoses.
All right. So as you went down that path, there's many different things that change. Of course, the multifamily, just the learning how to evaluate it, because it's not, you don't evaluate it the way you do a single family house. So you went through that process and worked through that till you found your deal. Tell us about that process of finding the deal, and then tell us about locking the deal down. How did you do those two things?
So in order to evaluate, you are looking and evaluating the financial documents from multiple multifamily properties. And there's dozens and dozens of them that you go through and see, okay, does this make sense for this age of the property, the CapEx, the NOI, and you work with a mentor to see, okay, what am I missing through that? And it's a whole mental thing of, am I making the right decision? Are these the right numbers? And you double check it. And you go through so many of them, and you walk through them, you do the you know, sneak peeks, if you will, talking with the realtors and the brokers, trying to understand everything. And then you finally find one that clicks, and you talk with you as we go through that tagging system and get your, like, okay, you can go through and work with the mentors and kind of see if this deal still makes sense. And we finally found one that did make sense, and we got through that process and closed it. And it's a whole other learning path after that.
So for the radio listeners, you know, for years I've been in a position where I haven't had to come to work anymore because we had so many good mentors and the processes were working so perfectly. But over the last 2 or 3 years, there had been some black swan events that just made real estate difficult. So I decided I better come back and be working personally. And so what I do for the members that have this membership where they're buying multifamily deals, I look at their deal with them and we go through the basic underlying underwriting of it, the basic underwriting to find out, does this make any sense at all? And you might bring me deals and I might have turned down 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 of them for you, Tracy. I don't know how many you did, but then finally, you know, I could just see the smile on your face or just, you know, imagine, yeah, this one passes. Let's go ahead and get this to the mentors and start working on it. Did your bottom fall out of your stomach when I said that?
Del, there was not a smile. I actually, I think I told you I shit my pants, and I'm sorry that's on the radio. But I was so excited, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. And we even named our LLC SGR, which stands for Shit Got Real.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was exciting. I mean, and then it was like, oh, now what?
So now you've been given the go-ahead. You picked a mentor. Who'd you pick to mentor yours?
So we started out with Lee Carroll here in the Houston area. And then over time, we actually started working more with Jeff out of Central Texas because he's part of our WhatsApp group. That we for new aspiring leads and IROs in the Houston area. And through conversations, he joined it, and he's been a great support. And so we kind of transitioned to really utilizing Jeff a lot, Jeff Zickler.
Okay, great. So we've got you multiple people working with you, helping you, and the deal's coming together, and you've got a contract, and it looks like it's all going to work. Now we have to go to, can we get the money? Yeah. When did you start raising the money on this deal? Before you had it under contract, after you had it under contract, how did you go about raising the capital?
Well, that's a great question too, Dale. And it's not just about once you get it under contract, because you're building relationships with people well in advance. And when we decided to become leads, you know, we're meeting people, they're getting to know us and what our background is. We're getting to know them as potential passive investors. And so that is an ongoing thing that you continue on. And then once we got under contract and we're explaining and doing webinars and telling everyone about it, then people get more excited and they're like, yes, we want to invest. And then we go through that whole process of, okay, these people, we know we have these relationships. They know us, they trust us. And then basically we accept them into our deal and they give us the money before we close on contract.
Okay. So let's just round numbers. How many different people got into the deal with you?
We've got 55 investors. They are not just in Texas. They're all over the country. Got them in Hawaii. I think there's about 7 different states. And we have anyone, we accepted some new ones that first time they, you know, brand new to lifestyles, brand new to all this. And we let them in for 10,000. And then we've got a one that's up to 250,000. Wide range.
So all this is past tense, folks. You can't call them up and ask them if they'd like to, if I can, hey, can I get with you? No. Maybe the next deal they do, if you get to know them, because you built the relationships in advance, which is what we teach you to do here at Lifestyles, and there's so many Lifestyles members to meet and network with. Just out of curiosity, how long did it take you in your particular deal? You don't have to tell us how much it is or whatever, but in general, not in general, how long did it take you to raise the capital for your particular deal?
So this isn't a typical story in Lifestyles because a lot of people really raise money very quickly. We were a little bit slow, and I even put a pause at it at one time, Bell, because we had a change in our key principle. And we put a pause so that we could have a webinar and explain to everyone what was going on and why we made the change. And once we had that webinar, within, I'd say, 12, 15 hours, we were fully funded. We had some before that, but again, I paused it.
Well, that is just unbelievable. I mean, 12 to 15 hours to raise capital to do a gigantic transaction is unbelievable. So for the people sitting out there in the audience listening to this, you should not believe you could do the same thing, okay? Now, whether you could or couldn't just depends on if you've done the upfront work that these ladies did, got here and networked and got people lined up to where there's people raring to go with you if you find the right deal. They're sitting there. You haven't got the deal. They're just, you know, looking for something. They may be looking with 5 or 10 other people. But as soon as you find that deal, then they've already been primed. The pump has been primed. Now, I want to bring up this point, and this is I like this point because everybody would like to think that everything goes perfect all the way through life. But in life, there are things that come up and people that come up that are disastrous. And in this particular case, the people that you pick for key principle. Now, the key, let's not use any names, and we won't use specifically what the gentleman, and it was a gentleman that did it, did. But what you need to understand is that when you don't have a large enough balance sheet to qualify for the loan, you bring somebody else in that signs on the loan with you, and they call those key principles. In this particular case, the gentleman that signed for the key principle had the necessary background and finances to be able to sign for the deal. I got wind of it, and I don't know how it got to me, if it got because you complained to your mentors or you complained to Lynn or if the mentors complained to Lynn, but somebody got it back to us that, hey, this guy was trying to get you to agree to things for being a key principal that are outside of our sandbox rules. And I say rules, we have a white paper where everybody agrees to play in a way that's fair to everybody. It's a set of agreed upon rules. And when you sign up to be a lead investor, which is our version of a syndicator, you agree to follow the rules. And if you don't follow the rules, then you have to leave. It's that simple. We didn't invent the rules to hurt anybody. The rules came out of 35 years of our members going, let's not let people do that. And so in this particular case, this lead investor was trying to get you to sign for something to give him some rights or privileges or money out of the deal that were not a part of our agreed upon rules. So in this particular case, the reason I'm doing the explanation is because I don't want to do it in a manner where we give away information that we shouldn't give away. But the bottom line is that it got up to the top. It got all the way to me and the team, the mentors, and I had discussions. And we called around to multiple people on the team and said, hey, let's get your opinion, let's get your opinion, let's get your opinion. And, you know, the bottom line is we went back to the key principal and said, you can't do that. And when that happened, we came to a mutual agreement that it was time for that key principal gentleman to move on. and since he has left Lifestyles. So there was your hiccup, right? Did you know that what he was asking for was not kosher?
You know, in the beginning, he's extremely knowledgeable, had a lot of experience, especially in the market that we end up purchasing in. But as time went on, maybe you call it women's intuition, you have that gut feeling, just a lot of things seemed unsettling. More and more comments are like, that's not right. That's not how Lifestyles works. And I think the aha moment for us was after our due diligence, and the comment was made, well, my management company will come in and they're going to do this, this, and this. And we had to say, no, we're boots on the ground. We're going to be at the property on a daily basis. We're in our business. We're running our business. We're side by side with our staff. And from that moment, it took a sideways turn, and we consulted with Lifestyles like we're supposed to. And as everyone started doing more and more due diligence, that's how everything made it up to you, and the right decision was made at the right time for all everyone involved. And we're beyond greatly appreciative for what Lifestyles does in their whole model and how they were able to rectify this situation, not only for us, but for other members along the way.
Yeah, saved many, many, many deals, many people. So,
well, that's wonderful, ladies, because life is a crooked road. So even if you're on the right path with the right map in front of you, a train could go across your path and block your forward progress. And so, you know, if we can figure out how to get the train out of your way and get you going again, that's a good thing. Ladies, I appreciate you coming on. What's next for you guys?
Next for us is we're going to stabilize this process or this property and have a vacation in October for a couple days. But we're bringing our laptops so that we can still run the property if we need to.
All right, great. Congratulations, ladies, and we look forward to your future success. For the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
For listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.